It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are looking ahead to Penn State, Idaho, Saturday kickoff for the 2019 season. It's an exciting time because the season is beginning. It's even more exciting because the offseason is ending. We're going to have real football. We're going to fall into our weekly routine, looking at backup matchups, looking forward to matchups. We start with Idaho this week. We're going to split this up. We're going to look ahead to when Penn State has the ball. We're going to look ahead to when Idaho has the ball. Some different things to look at from the Idaho standpoint, but more importantly, I think in a game like this, where, by the way, Penn State, as of this recording, is a 37-point favorite in this one. Not a lot of drama, I would suspect, but I think we said something similar to Appalachian State last year, so you got to keep
that
in mind.
This isn't Appalachian State, though.
This is not Appalachian State. So Penn State, what do we want to see from them? What do we need to see from them? Not just against Idaho, but the whole non-conference schedule. What developments do we need to see? What do we need to see from the offensive line? We're going to look at those kinds of things. Like, what do we want to learn from Idaho when the dust settles here? Idaho, just as a quick aside, they return 14 starters from a team that was 4-7 last year. They are 0-6 away from home. Paul Petrino, their coach, I believe he's in there his fifth season.
Seven.
Somewhere in that stretch. Has not had a lot of success at Idaho. So you might be looking at a team that could be in transition by the time this year's over. It's also worth noting that Christian Ellis, their linebacker, one of two players suspended for this game after being charged for attempted theft from a Walmart. So, you know, any little disadvantage, you know, Idaho needs every small thing to go its way in order to compete in this game. That's a small thing that's going Penn State's way.
Right. Yeah, he was actually a pretty good player, but, you know, they announced this, it was a while ago now, that he was going to miss the first game. So they've been practicing without him. You know, Paul Petrino has made one bowl game, and they won the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in 2016. They, of course, dropped to the FCS level. That's one question we've got a lot. Why can Penn State play them if the Big Ten has a stance on not playing FCS schools? The Big Ten grandfathered Penn State, Idaho in when it announced that rule because it was already on the books. So that's how the Lions ended up playing this Idaho team that, again, is now at the FCS level as a member of the Big Sky. I mean, it's an okay FCS team, but they're just not – I mean, they're not great by any stretch of the imagination. There should be no – challenge here whatsoever for the Nittany Lions. You know, it's the first meeting between these two sides. Obviously, it'll be a nice payday for Idaho. We don't know what they get, but you know, obviously they're not coming to get blown up at Penn State for free. So you know, they got some transfers in. I like the Jinrai kid. Are we gonna start with the offense or the defense? I guess we're talking about the offense.
So when Penn State has the ball,
I mean, most of the transfers they got in were on defense. In fact, almost every single one of them was. So you know, we'll talk about them guys, those guys in a little bit, but yeah, this is a group that returns, you know, a few starters on defense and allowed 37.5 points a game last year. So, I mean, I guess you can look at it in from one perspective and say they have a lot to replace, but on the other hand, they might only be able to go up with those guys. So we'll see. It's an okay, not great football team. What I need to see from Penn State's offense, Dustin, is, cohesion, really. You know, we need to see the offensive line dominate. And by dominate, you know, you can look at it a couple of different ways. I don't like using sacks allowed is now look, if they give up 10 to Idaho, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that. But, you know, I don't like looking at it and saying, okay, they only gave up 2 instead of 3. What does that mean? You know, it's more about what do they allow the offense to do? I like the Football Outsiders metric of success rate, and basically it grades whether or not the offensive line did its job on a particular play. I think that's a good metric to look at. Penn State was really good in the run game department of this last year, and they were not so great in the pass department. Let's see what they can do now with some new starters, some returning veterans and leaders. And, you know, from the offense, I just need to see it click. And it's not going to click right away. There's a lot of new pieces here, but we should see some pretty strong scoring drives out of Ricky Ronnie's unit during Saturday's opener.
And here's what I would say to that, both for Sean Clifford, for Ricky Ronnie, this fall, this for the offensive line, wide receivers. I want to see this game look easy for them. You know, like I think we've seen Penn State in some of these non-conference games where, yeah, they end up, I mean, coming close to covering, they end up winning easily, but it's more of a struggle than it should be. Right. So with all these new pieces, you know, you talk about cohesion, and that's obviously a big part of this, but just making it look like they're a 37-point favorite from start to finish. Let's get these guys out of here in the first half of the game. Let's create some garbage time situations sooner than later. Sean Clifford, I want to see I want to see that rock and fire, that sort of those rhythm throws that he's capable of making. I want to see a bunch of those early. From the backfield, I'm looking for clues here in the backfield. I don't know. This won't be the most telling thing. This won't be the most telling game. But if you see Devin Ford early, for example, I think that's a clue.
Right.
If you don't see Devin Ford only in a garbage time capacity, that might be a clue as to what the intentions are with his four games going over or staying south of four games. That'll be a clue.
Right.
Who's out there first? What does drive two look like? Is it a different running back? Is it the same? You know, how are they mixing and matching all four of these guys? You'll start to get a glimpse of that. It won't be the best indication because you don't expect this game to be close, but I'll be watching that backfield very closely.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, I think, for Jaylon Sider and Ricky Ronnie to figure out who to use in what situations. But you want to see all of those guys thrive in the opportunities that they get. And it's not just about when they're on the field. It's Noah Cain comes in because Penn State needs 3 yards. Do he and the offensive line do what needs to be done to get those 3 yards? Journey Brown takes a sweep or a counter. Is he able to get to the corner and turn up field and use the speed that he obviously has been known for throughout his career? You know, Ricky Slade. One specialty thing you might want to watch with him is what does he look like when he's out for routes? Does it look like he's cleaned up some of the herky? Not that he was a bad route runner last year. He didn't get too many opportunities to do it, but is it smoother this year? Does it look more natural? You know, I'll be watching closely for that. And then with Devin Ford, you know, I don't know what to expect with him because he just got on campus in June. He's received tons of praise, but I think that'll be one to watch closely too.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to Penn State, Idaho, week one of the 2019 season. It couldn't get here fast enough, and now finally we're just about here. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience for each and every Penn State home game, including Idaho this weekend. Got a lot going on all season. Also got a couple days left for the offer they have on the table. If you buy from them by August 30th for any home weekend, not just week one, every member of your party gets a free meal from 409 Tailgate Club, again, by August 30th if you order there. Week two, by the way, Buffalo, a night game, really awesome time to check out GoPSURV.com. You get the tailgate really the entire day, whether it's there or at the stadium. You get a free shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium, so you don't have to worry about that piece of it. You can watch football all day on Saturday leading up to Buffalo. Get the ride over, check out the game, come back and watch some more football when it's all over. The Idaho game, by the way, they're giving away a prize for the best Penn State tailgate. And for any weekend you want, including Idaho this weekend, even if you don't buy from them, you can come check out what they have to offer. Maybe get some 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, get some wine, and check out what they have to offer. Again, the ultimate tailgating experience at GoPSURV.com. So what we're looking for from Penn State's offense, some questions we want to start to see some answers. That offensive line, you know, domination on that front. I want to, again, just like the backfield, I want some clues how that right guard situation is going to unfold. Are we going to see C.J. Thorpe on drive one and Mike Miranda on drive two? Are we going to see sort of a 50-50 split in this first game just to give them both a fair shake at the job? Or are we going to see a majority from C.J. Thorpe? I think those are the two options. I don't think you're going to see Mike Miranda play a majority of snaps. I think you're going to see either close to 50-50 or C.J. Thorpe playing a majority.
Yeah, I think that it'll end up being, I think 70-30 is probably about right, Thorpe to Miranda, just so that, just so you get Miranda's feet wet a little bit. But, you know, we talked about it before, the fact that they had to dual train him to be in line to, to possibly play center as well if Michael Mennett would go down. I think really probably set him back a bit in that guard battle. It's not like they're completely different positions. They're both interior, but there's obviously one guy has to worry about the snap count and snapping the football, and the other right. guy just needs to make sure he jumps at the right time. So I would expect you'll see Thorpe. I have a hard time thinking they'll swap series. 2-1 maybe would be fair. Yeah. You know, James Franklin has been adamant since – really when he talked to the reporters in June that they were actually the whole way back to April in the blue white game that they were going to, you know, play three guys there at guard. Steven Gonzalez obviously is one starter, and then Thorpe and Miranda and something of a rotation at the other side. So I think that when Penn State comes onto the field for the opener, Thorpe will be the guy that gets the first snap, but we're going to see Miranda. I just don't think it'll be every other series. Like a split might imply it to be.
Here's one thing we talked about, use the word domination for the offensive line, using the phrase making it look easy against that opponent that you should beat by a lot. Here's one thing I would say is urgency all around, offense, defense, whatever. But, you know, looking at the offense in particular, we keep hearing again and again, you know, this is a young team, but they're athletic and fast. It's also a very hungry team.
Right.
You know, hungry is the word we keep hearing again and again. How hungry are they? I know this is not a great team that they're playing week one, but I want to see them step on Idaho's throat. The earlier, the better in this game. Let's see what that hunger and that urgency look like. That's going to be a tone setter. I know the outcome won't really be in question on Saturday, but you know, let's see them do work early, put this team away before there's any chance for any kind of dramatics whatsoever.
Right. Don't let them hang around like you did with Appalachian. And I hate to say it that way because App State was a darn good football team.
That was a good team. Yep.
But you know what? Idaho just isn't. I mean, plain and simple, it's not. So you're right. And you're coming across the country. Don't forget that'll play a role too. It's not like App State wasn't right down the road, but it didn't have to change time zones. So, you know, you're right. Put this team away. Make it so that the players who are a little bit down the depth chart get very good quality reps for most of, if not all, of the fourth quarter. Go out, take care of business in quarters 1-3. Have a good lead at halftime. Don't let them stick around and make things interesting if you happen to fumble a punt or something like that and something crazy happens and they get their best field position of the day. Put them away. This offense has all the talent it could possibly want, all the tools it could possibly want. Ricky Ronnie's had a whole offseason to improve. There's no reason they shouldn't come out firing all cylinders on Saturday at 3:30.
Here's what I want to see. One last thing. Some wide receiver besides KJ Hamler and Jahan Dotson show up, make a statement. Let's start to make that battle for, you know, the number three job, so to speak, more interesting. Let's see a Justin Shorter or Daniel George show up. All right, we're going to do the same thing. Take a quick break. Looking at Penn State on the defensive side of the ball. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.